reacting to a or responding to a report from community members, the department went out and conducted an inspection on a plantation and some state forest that surrounded farmland where members of the public had reported sightings of 8 piglets which were suspected of being recently released.
That's what you found?
Correct, yes. Public members helped our officers round those animals up, which wasn't all that difficult, which makes it all the more suspicious that they were. This was part of a deliberate release. The pigs that were caught came from 2 distinct age groups, 2 distinct litters. They were caught, housed for a couple of days and then euthanised.
Why do you think the pigs were released in the forest?
Anecdotally, there's been a lot of reports recently of pig release. If this incident is proven correct, that's a true demonstration of some extremely poor hunter behaviour and a total ignorance of the possible consequences of pig releases into the wild. Most likely they were released for the purposes of hunting. One of the pigs had a straight cut to its ear, an ear removed, and with some of the other infestations or incursions that we're currently investigating, there are reports that a number of these pigs have also had ears removed. This can be attributed to 2 areas of concern. One may be that the pigs are having ears removed to train dogs on, which is also an illegal activity, or that they are having their ears removed, then mated and released so that they can propagate new infestations with less risk of them actually being hunted and removed before those litters are born.
So the hypothesis is that hunters are deliberately releasing these pigs into forests and so forth so that they can later hunt larger populations of pigs.
That's correct. That's correct. But look, thankfully, this type of conduct, it's not common and it doesn't reflect on the majority of hunters who undertake hunting lawfully, ethically and humanely. The majority of hunters do the right thing all of the time, but this is an extreme concern about, you know, new infestations. And it's not only just to put pigs into Crown land for hunting. People got to start thinking about the environmental and even the human safety issues if someone comes across one of these pigs.
Why is it concerning to have pigs released into the bush?
Well, new populations of feral pigs present an additional biosecurity risk. Should Australia ever have an outbreak of an exotic disease like foot and mouth or classical swine fever, we know that pigs are, you know, we need to maintain the hygiene and the biosecurity status of those pigs. You know, people are out there farming, doing the right thing. And what they don't know is these added pressures of, you know, feral pigs breaking into piggeries or onto land, causing damage to the environment. And like I said earlier, worse still, you know, the human safety aspect.
You mentioned these pigs were euthanised once they were rounded up. There was autopsies conducted on the pigs. What did you find?
Correct. Necropsies were conducted and it appears that the pigs were well fed prior to their release. And the pigs had a range of lesions that was found, which were consistent with a number of endemic diseases in pigs in Australia. So nothing out of the ordinary. But what it does show you that pigs in the wild will carry diseases that housed pigs also carry.
What would you like the public to do now that you're releasing this information?
Look, we're seeking information from any community members about the suspected or known deliberate releases of pigs onto Crown land or for the purposes of hunting, and we would encourage people to ring our customer service centre on 136 186. We'll continue to investigate these and other like reports into the future.